candidates for U.S. Senate must submit 500 signatures from registered voters in each congressional district in order to be on the ballot. Young submitted more than 650 signatures in the first congressional district, but county clerks validated only 501 of them. And counts performed by Statehouse Media found only 497 signatures. Speaker Brian Bosma says he was surprised when he heard Young only had 501 certified signatures to begin with.
That's cutting it way too close for most candidates, I would say. I understand how they got there, but it's pretty short.
Senate GOP leader David Long says if Young's signature count is short, it would be, in his words, one of the most colossal mistakes he's ever seen. And Long says going forward, it might be time to re-examine the signature requirement.
Obviously, it shows that you have support throughout the state as a statewide candidate. That's the theory behind it. I'm not sure it serves its purpose anymore.
Speaker Bosma disagrees, saying the hurdle the signatures represent isn't too high. The State Election Commission will decide the challenge to Young's candidacy, potentially at its meeting next week. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.